Well, hello and welcome to Hull Seahawks Behind the Curtain, episode 17. We've got a little bit of a different flavour for you. Now that hockey is back underway, we're joined by Matty Davis as regular. We're also joined by Finney Ulrich. Thanks very much for joining us, both of you.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for coming on.
Of course, now that we're actually underway, we've got a lot more to talk about, haven't we? And it's something that the fans, I think, will be really excited for to sort of hear.
All right. Right, I'm doing not disturb, but I'll.
I'm sure the fans will be really excited to sort of hear, the breakdown of the games from a coach and a player's perspective. So that's exactly what we're going to kick on with, and we'll start off with Saturday's game down at the Castle in Leeds. And my oh my, it was a furious start. I don't know what you said to the guys before they went out there, but I said we spoke with Ryan Aldridge as well before yesterday's game on the Sunday. He doesn't believe they're going to see a quicker 20 minutes all season. It was that type of pace, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think both teams are probably, raring to go after the summer, and I know they've been on the ice, quite a lot, just as much probably as we have as well. So both teams have been skating pretty much throughout summer. We've had ice every week; it hadn't stopped really. So yeah, it's the lads are, raring to go at this point. It's like any summer; like you get the first few months are nice, you get that rest, and then as you get into like late July and August, you start thinking, right, it's time to get back out there now, and you're sick of training and doing the same stuff. You just want to get back into games and play. So I think, it was a bit of that. And I think obviously the way we started, I guess it's they had to match it, and I think they did for the majority of the game, but I think we had definitely, we looked like we was pushing a little bit more than them. And but yeah, me yeah, spoke to Ryan after that first game and last night, and overall it's good for both clubs. I think they get a lot out of that. The lads have played a lot of good minutes there, and it's a different thing, just sort of playing games as a friendly would normally be seen as, to playing at that intensity where you're playing at like real game speed, and going through sort of the different sort of systems that we're trying to play, and make sure the lads are all on the same page with that. But unfortunately for them, it's going to require a lot of skating, as Finn knows. But yeah, it's look, I thought it was a great weekend. It was a great advert for hockey. From my point of view, I've been just inundated with messages from different people and outlets this today. From tomorrow we're actually on TalkSport as well, BBC Humberside, so that's massive for us. And yeah, I think that this is how it, if like I've said to everyone, and everyone knows who've played here before, you have a successful team, a good team, and an entertaining team with that as well, and people want to come and watch it. Overall, I thought it was a great two games of hockey. Good
In
to
terms,
watch.
yeah, I can't agree anymore. Of course, being at both games, sat with the away fans in Leeds, then I was, of course, doing the stream yesterday. But Finn, just talking off that first game, we've mentioned the furious start, but went in at the end of the first, all squared, not able to break the deadlock. Was it a little bit frustrating at times that we had so much possession of the puck in the offensive zone? Sam Gospel pulled out a couple of worldies as well. You kind of expect that of a goalie of his caliber, but we were really knocking on the door, wouldn't it? It'd have been lovely to get one up early.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Obviously, it would have been great to get a goal in that first period. But as you said, Gozzi's an unbelievable keeper, and he showed it, in that period. I think every line had chances to score. But I think we took the positives from it. Obviously, creating those chances and getting on the front foot against a team that obviously won the league last year was a big positive for us. And yeah, so we weren't too disheartened with the nil-nil not scoring. Obviously happy with not conceding. Went into the second and carried on.
Of course, carried on, took the lead as well through a lovely finish through Bobby Young. Phenomenal goal. Not that we saw much of it from the away block. I know that the lucky few have managed to sit with the home fans to get a great view of it down at the other end. But Got the rewards, of course. It's the first time we've seen Bobby on the ice in a Seahawks jersey. It was a lovely way for him to introduce himself to the fans.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I've known him for a week and a bit now, but he's a great guy. Obviously, away from the ice as well, he's a real down to earth guy, easy to get along with. And was really happy for him to get off the mark in Leeds there. He's an extremely talented player, and obviously that'll show more and more as the games go on. But yeah, he'll help lead this team, I'm sure, and create players every time he's on the ice.
And of course, Matt, it's what you expected of a player like Bobby Young. You know, when you came to sign him, you know, we had a look at his stats on, you know, the podcast where he joined us, and, you know, hadn't scored in a season. And there was a couple of little questions, you know, people online, you know, we paid no attention to it. We knew the quality of the player we were getting. He's got off the mark, you know, as quickly as he possibly could, really, with a tremendous finish. It's exactly what you expected.
Yeah, I mean, Finn knows, you know, I'd spoke to him about that signing in the summer, just because Finn probably knows a little bit more than I do about D1, just sort of being out there more than me. But yeah, and you know, overall, for me, it's the most satisfying sort of part of it when, you know, it is a gamble. It doesn't matter how many, you know, people you talk to and, you know, verify this, that and the other. At the end of the day, you still don't fully know. And honestly, hand on heart, I could not be more happy with the player that we've got, because, you know, he's exactly what I wanted for this team. It's exactly what we needed for this team. You know, we've got a lot of good offensive talent and some really good, you know, lads that have played in this league for a long time and goal scorers and playmakers. But, you know, with Bobby and Finn in this same bracket, we've got the two best two-way players in the league, in my opinion. You know, and we hear a lot of talk about Hull just being this run-and-gun team and we'll outscore you, but that is not, you know, and Finn can verify this, is not a slight bit of that in our game and how we set up. We're not looking to do that in any way. And Bobby's a big part of that. And honestly, I think, you know, people are going to be in for a real treat with him as we go into these weeks, because, you know, what we've got right now is a player that's, you know, he'll admit this, he's not fully there yet. He's still got a couple of weeks of getting skating in his legs. And honestly, that makes me smile even more. Yeah. Look, we ain't got the stats through from the weekend yet because it's not up and running, but I'd love to see his face-off percentage and just his out-and-out, you know. I mean, his heat map of being all over the ice, just like Finn's, and that's what we, you know, it's such a satisfying thing. And what Finn said there is he's such a good lad. Like, he couldn't fit in more into our room. He's just such a good lad. Like, no, you know, there's nothing there. He's just part of the lads already. Like, it's not taking any time. And Brock, same thing. Really good room already. I mean, we're a couple of weeks in, but, you know, it's a really good feeling this year. I think there's a lot of lads that are really got the same mindset, which is what we've talked about. And it's winning. And that's what we're here to do.
No, obviously, we can see that reflecting already on the ice. Throwing it back to that Leeds game, though, so we took the Leeds off, you know, in the second. A Baldwin sort of fired in one from the blue line, didn't he? Threw a lot of traffic. Not too much Geordie could do with that one. And we went in the end of the second, one apiece. And, of course, still anyone's game at that time. You know, I think, you know, if Leeds didn't know what hit him in the first 20, they certainly knew we could hang with them at that point on. And, you know, the third period, it was a difficult one. It's a frustrating one. You know, we could tell, you know, from the stands, sort of, there was a little bit, you know, on the ice, you know, not quite happy with a couple of decisions here and there. You're never going to sit there and blame the officials, but it's a case of, you know, we might, you know, things could have been different, you know, on the ice that night, had little things, you know, gone another way, you know, a couple of decisions, you know, maybe gone our way. Would you say that a little bit of frustration kicked in that third? So I'll throw this out to both of you, and it's a case of do we have to deal with that better again in the future, or is it a case of hopefully we won't be in that situation again? We'll have took things into our own hands a little bit earlier in the game, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you would like it, the game by the third period to be fully on your side of the court, you know. As I said before, we had our chance in the first to put the game away. They stuck around, credit to them. And then obviously, for whatever reason, they obviously go down to score, and then we can't find a way to get one back. It's just obviously the way it goes sometimes. Yeah, I mean, as for some decisions and all that, it's not for us to speak about. You know, the refs are there to make the decision and ref the game, and we can't do much about that. That's their choices that they make. But yeah, I mean, we're not taking anything. We're not blaming anybody else for not winning that game. You know, Matty said to us before the game, all he's looking for is maximum effort all the times, and I think he'll agree that we gave that on Saturday and for the majority of Sunday, definitely. So yeah, we were happy with our performance. Obviously, it didn't go our way on the night, but it's just how it goes.
We said, didn't we, on the gantry before Sunday's game, Matty, that, you know, although the results, you know, in these preseason games, technically they are irrelevant, it's more about the performance, isn't it? And I say, you know, across the 120 minutes over the weekend, there's very little to, you know, complain about whatsoever.
No, you know, I said to the lads after the game, I was proud of them. Just, you know, at the end of the day, when you're playing on an ice rink, that's basically a car park, you know, first game of the year, and all you're looking for is just effort, buy-in, the lads just being together. You know, look, we are here to win in September. We're here to win in April. You know, it is what it is. The frustration was simply down to what I felt was, you know, really poor refereeing on the night. You know, I can say that because I just feel like, you know, there was just times when, you know, we felt like, you know, if you're going to leave it, you're going to leave it. But if you're going to then leave it and then call something, that's when there's an issue there. But it is what it is. It's hockey. You know, everyone gets heated in the moment, but it is what it is. It's done. They've made a decision. They've called it that way, and that's it. You know, it's not for the players to get in uproar about that. And look, we've got a lot of passionate players on our team, and you know, you hear all sorts about this discipline malarkey, and you know, don't you think these players know that situation? They're not daft. You know, Bobby, you know, it's not daft. Bobby Chamberlain, Dec Barmer, they've played a long time. The two the most passionate kids I've ever met, they want to win. Every single player in this league would have both of them two players right behind them. So it's down to me and the leaders in the room to manage that situation. But, you know, I'm never gonna ask them to leave that passion aside and be, you know, not want to fight for everything and this, that, and the other. There's a fine line between, you know, being intense and passionate. You know, that slips into being stupid, and then there's a conversation to be had by me. But there was none of that the other night. We just played hard. We played, you know, intense, and we was in their faces, and there was nothing. There was nothing stupid out there. It just that's hockey for you. And look, you know, fair play, like Finn said to Leeds, they're clinical, they've got good players. That's what they'll do. And on another night, we'd have beaten 6-2 and it'd have been a great weekend. But at the end of the day, it's pre-season and we're finding our feet just like they are. They'll come better. They'll make changes, I'm guessing, and make, you know, their team better. And that's the way it goes. That's hockey at this stage of the season. You've got to find what's right for your team to be as good as you can.
Let's bring it on to Sunday then. And of course, one of the things that we noted before the game was obviously the absence of Brock Bartholomew. We may as well note that at this point of the pod. on the Saturday, fantastic diving block. We joked about it on the gantry, didn't we? Do we might any other point of the season, you might be cheering that on, but maybe not on the first day of the pre-season. as great as it was, it's sort of, you know, a precautionary measure to take him out for Sunday.
Yeah, it, you know, at that stage of the game, like, for him to do that, you know, with who was coming down the pipe and shooting, I mean, just unreal. I mean, what a sign that someone's so committed like that and bought in so much already that he's willing to do that. And yeah, unreal block. The lads were right behind him on that. And, you know, touch wood, I mean, he's got very lucky with where it's hit him. You know, he's been x-rayed, everything's fine. You know, we didn't want to risk him Sunday, and he felt like, you know, it was too stiff and tight and there's just no need to push it. That, and, you know, in a way I was not happy. I wanted him to play, of course, but for us to go down, you know, a D-man, and by the way, Paul stepped in and you wouldn't have even realised that he did, because, I mean, what a lad he is, and that's exactly why we've signed him, because he's willing to do that for the team. He'd play anywhere. Probably playing goal if I asked him to. So, but to win without, you know, our, you know, import D man is, you know, is another great feeling for the lads. You know, you add that that bit of quality in there as well, and it's, it could change the game. But yeah, he's fine. He'll be playing Thursday. So,
yeah, excellent to note for those travelling down to White Sheffield for the Steel Dogs game, of course, Sunday. Leeds did take the lead relatively early on after, you know, a really good bit of pressure. The first 3 or 4 minutes, on the commentary, Martin noted sort of the difference that he noticed, you know, compared to the way we played last year. It's night and day, you know, it really is, you know, for those seeing it for the first time this season, and the intensity of what happens. But, you know, Howell, you know, had a nice bit of stick work, lovely finish to take us one, we'll take Leeds 1-0 up, sorry. But the lads hung in there, and it was a really good bit of play, wasn't it, from Brutes and Towner to tie it up really late on in the first.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, we don't want to concede first, but it happens. But
good,
I think
character. Good character. Good character to not let it bother you. Continue to play the same way.
Yeah, well, that's it. Yeah, it just shows, like, what we're about, how much everyone cares, and obviously the effort that we're going to put in. If we go down in a game, it's not going to bother us, because we know what we're capable of. All the way through the lineup, from obviously the first to the third line, it shows that everyone's here to play, everyone can play, and everyone's going to stick to it through the whole majority of the game, or the entirety of the game, should I say.
I'm going to ask for the second goal, Matt. Was it loud as it was for you, as it was for us up on the gantry, when Bobby Chamber got his first of two on the night, actually? Of course, first back in a Hull shirt. You know, that's what the Hull Ice really needed, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was Bobby all over, wasn't it? You know, just being sort of, you know, dirty around the net and just getting it done. You know, that's what you get with him. Yeah, it was, you know, it was loud in there last night, and I think it was great to see that, you know, the new lads especially that have not played in Hull get that feeling early on. And, you know, I said to the lads last night that, you know, we're one game and into our sort of year in Hull, and this, you know, we win the first game and we keep it that way. You know, we want to be a real difficult place to come, and, you know, we've started the right way, and obviously the fans really help. You know, when it gets loud in there, it's almost like no other place to play, just because of sort of how the rink is, and, you know, how the fans are so passionate, and, you know, they really do get behind us, you know, especially when we're a good winning team. It's, you know, they really do come out for us. So, yeah, it was good.
Of course, Leeds then actually, you know, fought back themselves, didn't they? And their second was scored by Kieran Brown. He got onto the score sheet, obviously, for the first time of the pre-season. But I don't know if it's one you do want to comment on, Matty, but obviously Kieran Brown's such a brilliant player, such an experienced player. But we saw signs of frustration even from Kieran Brown at times on the, you know, both nights. Is that a sign that we're doing things right, if, you know, some of the best players in the league are getting a little bit frustrated?
Yeah, that's Kieran. He's just he's just born to produce and score and get points. I mean, you know, he's stupidly talented, that kid, and his goal, you know, sort of says everything about him. But no, it's, look, it's early doors for them, right? They've got a long way to sort of find. Look, when you take out someone like Cole, and that's a real big hit for them. You know, he's such a good two-way player, and them two had a great bit of chemistry last year as well. It's tough, and you know, you sign these imports, and like I said at the beginning, you never fully know what they're going to be like. And you know, we didn't see a great glimpse of them this weekend, and I think that is down to sort of what we did. You know, we just put it on Leeds, and that's how we're going to play, right? And you know, we're going to be aggressive and not give them time. But you know, when you do, that's ice hockey happens. You know, they will get time. Breakdowns happen, mistakes. That's the way it goes. And unfortunately, when it goes to them players, both Mac and Kieran are both, you know, two of the best at that. And yeah, you're not going to keep Brownie off the score sheet probably two games in a row. So
no, certainly not. You know, but certainly not based on last year's record anyway. Their third was scored by Ethan Hare. And it was a bit of a breakaway, wasn't it? Emil had a bit of a chance at one end, and then they seemingly went down the other end. And it's always a little bit frustrating, those ones. But once again, the lads, you know, exactly had the right idea. You know, get it very quickly off your mind. Go to work again. Got a power play very late on in the second. You know, power play expired. Puck still in the right sort of place, though, in and behind the net with Nathan. Up against the boards, found Emil, you know, for a little bit of nice work on the left side, find Emil. And I say Brock's call on the commentary is fantastic. If you've not heard it yet, check out the highlight package. But that's exactly what, you know, Emil's back here to do, isn't he? To snipe one in from there.
Yeah, look, that's him. He's, you know, he's a goal scorer, and that's what he's here to do. And yeah, look, I think like last night we sort of, There was a couple of times during the game where we just did lose our way a little bit, and you know, we sort of got away from what we're good at, you know, and sort of give Leeds a little bit too much time, and maybe made a couple of bad decisions on deep inches and stuff like that. And look, again, that's going to happen. That's ice hockey. You're never going to play a flawless game, but for me, it's the reactions of players. And I mean, last night we saw Emil in the third period back check twice, like hard. I've never seen that in 50 whatever games. Not even, but probably 40 games for the club. So that shows you more than what sort of we all think he is. He can do that. And when he's going and he's feeling it, he's, you know, he's dangerous. And, you know, that goal for us in the second was massive. And yeah, got us back in the game. But yeah, it's like I say, it's good to see that all the lads are getting in and getting sort of a piece of it. And I think for me, there's more to come from all these three lines. And no matter sort of how we put them together at the minute, you know, it works like that. But you know, it can change as well. You know, that top six isn't interchangeable, and I'm sure it will be at times this year because, you know, things happen. And look, it's early doors, like I say, but from what I've seen from all three lines is we've got a lot of ability in all three lines, and the way we can play with them lines is looking really good. You know, Finn's line, I guess they offer something a little bit different to what the other two lines will. And you know, it's going to take time for all them three to gel. They've never played with each other, and that's just natural. Lee's coming off, he's been away on holiday, he's come back, he's not skated as much as Finn has, and Nathan's obviously been through a tremendous, you know, horrendous time over the past 2 weeks. So it's natural, you know, these things happen. And I've got no doubt that line's going to, you know, that's a first line in another team as well. So, you know, I feel like I've got two of them. So, yeah, it's looking really positive.
Before we come on to the winner, I just want to talk actually a little bit of special teams as well, as of course, well, the second and the fourth goal, sorry, the third and the fourth goal actually created not on a power play, but literally just as power plays expired. So we'll mention that in a moment. But on the PK over the weekend, 4-4, Matty, again, it's obviously such a talented team as the Leeds Knights. That's got to be something you're pretty happy with this early on.
Yeah. You know, when I signed this team, or the players that I wanted, you know, the things that I really sort of dialed in on was the special team side of it. And sort of the combinations that I've got sort of already there is, you know, for me, I've got, you know, two very, very good units of killers that I believe will be very difficult to break down. So yeah, I mean, look, we worked quite a little bit on it on Friday, but we've still got work to do there. But I think, you know, Finn, Towns, Fish, they all played last year for me. They know what we're trying to do on the kill, and Bobby's, you know, smart. And then you've got, you know, Nathan and Paul and Bones, if you know. So yeah, we've got some really good lads on the kill. You've got to be a good skater, you've got to be smart, you've got to wanna be in the right areas, and I think all them players that are out there are all that. And yeah, I think, you know, they're the things that really do make a difference, is obviously the special teams. But, you know, just it's such a momentum driver, right? If you can you're good on the kill, especially against Leeds. You know, they'll maybe think that their power play won't click in, but, you know, I'd like to think that we did a good job on them. We didn't give them anything really, and that's again is a positive note at this point.
And then Finn, I'll throw this one to you, because of course that winner from Bobby was scored just as another power play expired, and it was your pass from sort of blue to blue that sort of set that up. You know, we on the commentary, you know, I think we went down to the ice about 10 seconds to go on the penalty, puck came back down to our end. You're thinking, you know, penalty's expired now, it's going to be tough to sort of create anything from here. And then you just find an absolute dime to sort of left side of the blue, and, you know, creates a lovely chance between Bobby and Nathan.
Yeah, I appreciate the words, very kind. But no, it's just part of my game, I think. I like to think I read the game well. Obviously saw that their guy fumbled it a bit, so went in and took it from him, and Bobby's helped me out there. He's very vocal and shouting, and obviously look up and he's there, and just make a pass, and then those two come by and make a play, and Bobby finishes it off, and we score. So yeah.
What was the noise like in the arena with that went in with about 2:39 still on the clock?
Yeah, well, it was incredible. You know, it's what you play the game for, isn't it? That sort of feeling, especially to do it in a hometown of Hull. It means even more, obviously, to me, and I'm sure it did to Bobby as well. You know, first game in Hull. We didn't play our best. We got the result, and loads of fans were there to come and see us, and hopefully they stick with us and stick by us, and we'll keep winning the games and hearing that noise some more. So,
and it's that, you know, exactly those words that Finn's just spoken there, Matty, that this team's built upon, isn't it? I've seen that today, season ticket applications are back open for another week. You know, surely that's going to be, you know, what an advert for people to, you know, actually commit to this season.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you're hoping, right? I think, you know, we had quite a few people last night asking, and today, you know, about tickets and wanting to come. So yeah, that was obviously sort of part of it. The lads are out there doing what they do, but, you know, they're not thinking about anything like that. They're just working hard and doing their jobs. You know, the byproduct of that is that we're a good team to watch. I mean, if you came last night and you're sort of umming and ahhing about coming, then I think that's going to sway you to want to come again. And we are going to be a good watch this year, there's no doubt about that. Because look, when you've got so many good young players that are from Hull and they want to win, it's, you know, there's no second thought in all these lads' mind that they, you know, they don't think they can do something good this year. So It's going to drive us on to really wanting to do that and put it into place.
No, so that's exactly what, you know, those fans there yesterday, you know, hopeful for, expecting almost. And, you know, the drive to try and get even more people down to fill out the rink. It was pretty full yesterday, but, you know, we've seen those empty seats. You know, we can get those absolutely full to the rafters, and that's the hope going forward for the rest of the year. Talking of rafters, though, Matty, I've got to bring it up. Your jersey retirement ceremony as well yesterday before the game. I know we spoke about it at the end of the stream, but, you know, we'll ask once again very quickly. You know, a proud moment for yourself. I know you've said similar on social media.
It's obviously one of the most proud things that you can have. It's obviously a bit of a, it's a funny one for me, obviously, because a lot of the decisions that I have to make, and, you know, these things I don't really like doing for myself, but. You know, last year after the retirement game and stuff like that, the lads decided that that's what they was going to do for me. So, you know, massively appreciate that. And, you know, if I've done anything for hockey and Hull or people watching, then, you know, I'm proud of that. And to be up there next to, you know, one of my best friends that I've played with for a long time in Tens, and obviously, you know, Klutz, who was a long time, we played with each other along them years. And yeah, it's massive. It's a huge, you know, honour, and, you know, it'll be, you know, something that I can always sort of look at and just remember that I actually did used to play the game.
And as you've said, you know, up there next to some greats. The new jerseys look fantastic as well for those who weren't at the Hull Ice Arena on Sunday. Lovely, great display up at the, you know, back of D block. You know, quite clearly see the Seahawks jerseys of Lambert Johnson, the Stingrays of Clute and Tendler, and yours, you know, is a lovely ode to the free, actually. It's a Seahawks jersey, but with the Stingrays and the Pirates badges on too. We did mention, I think, jokingly, whilst putting the original four up, that there's maybe a couple in this team who might have their eye on that at some point, but they've got a long bit of hard work to go, haven't they?
They're all eyeing it up, mate. They're all eyeing it up. We won't have any shirt numbers left. No, look. It's we've got so many, you know, good players that have come from Hull. We've always had that, and, you know, we've got a lot of history there with what players have done in Hull as well. But, you know, all I can say to anyone is you know just go out there and do what you can, and, you know, you've got to live and die for it and for the shirt. And you've got to want to win, and that's it. And winning is key. You know, if anything in your life, when you finish playing, what you remember is the winning. And it's the lads that you do it with. So, you know, to do it with, you know, a lot of lads that are from Hull, and, you know, they're all mates, and it's great to see that they've got such a good sort of already a great room, and you know, I'm hoping that this is the next few years of a real good time for us as a club. That's why I took this on and did it. You know, I didn't do it just to have a club. I really don't like ice hockey that much. It's about winning. It's about bringing the culture back. I'm a big one for culture and making it, you know, that sort of atmosphere where people love to come and watch, and they know that they're coming to watch, you know, and hard, intense brand of hockey that I believe Hull has always had that, you know, within it. Going back years now, with obviously when I played with Klutz, but even before that, Rick Strachan's teams were no different, and you know, the Hawks and all the funny stories about, you know, the fights and all that sort of stuff. I mean, it's funny, but, you know, the things you remember are the winning. So, like, people still remember the Seahawks, the Humberside Seahawks winning all them times years ago. You know, I wanted, you know, after the Pirates stuff, and, you know, we've had a couple of years where it's been a sort of limbo land a little bit, and obviously last year was a tough one. It's time to sort of bring it back now and get us back to the top.
So what's the week look like then, heading towards the game on Thursday, of course? The players got a rest day today on Monday. Tuesday, Wednesday, is there anything in particular that's going to be working on?
Yeah, we've got ice tomorrow. We'll be on the ice tomorrow night, and we'll probably recap the game a little bit and just sort of go over that and just get the lads back on the ice. There'll be some sore bodies still on a Tuesday. So nothing too intense. And then we've got ice tomorrow on Wednesday, sorry, as well, which will be, yeah, just lads, again, just touching on their games a little bit and sort of, it's tough when there's a midweek game because it's hard to fully sort of have a full practice. You've got always got an eye on the game, especially when it's midweek. And then we'll train again on Friday, Saturday's off, and then it's a big one Sunday again at home to Sheffield, which is another fun game for us all to be massively intense about.
No, of course, there's a saying, you know, you can call it a pre-season game, a challenge game, but it's certainly not friendly. We said this with Leeds, we'll say it again with Sheffield. Quick note on Sheffield, of course, they had a pretty difficult time over the summer. That seems to all been resolved. Note on their team, I'd say different to Leeds, you know, they have got a few good youngsters, but you could say it's a team that's, you know, built a little bit more on experience. There are certainly, you know, some older heads that have stuck around, you know, then they have in, you know, players like John O'Phillips as well, you know, some really, really good talented players, you know, who've been playing this, you know, game, you know, as long as some of our players have been born, really. So it's a different test, isn't it?
Yeah, to me.
Well, I'll open it up.
Yeah, Finn, go for it, mate.
Yeah. I mean, I've to be honest, I haven't looked too deeply at the team, just from what I kind of know. Obviously, the loss of Alex, very, very talented player. Obviously very sad for everyone. And yeah, it hurts their team massively, and it'll hurt any team that he would be a part of. But yeah, as you said, they brought in Jono, who will help guide a lot of those players. I mean, he's you know, he's Mr. GB. He's played obviously for the GB a long time and Sheffield a long time, and he'll I'm sure pass on that experience to the young boys in that team and help guide them. But yeah, I mean, looking at them, couple good results. Well, one good result away in Solway, and then obviously lost at home. So I mean, for me, it's kind of looking more at ourselves and playing the way that we want to play instead of adapting to teams. It's we play the way that we play, they have to adapt to us. Obviously, we impose our game on them, and then hopefully it works for us, and I'm sure it will most of the time. So.
And of course, Matty, it's quite a, you know, a recognisable team, isn't it, the Steelers? There's a lot of players who've played some hockey in Hull at times, particularly, you know, for the Pirates. You know, think of, you know, Lee Hayward, Jonathan Kirk, you know, Bissonnette, you know, and then Huey as well, who's taken on the player coach role back in Sheffield. So, you know, going to have a little bit of knowledge on at least a few of these guys.
Yeah, you know, that team there's not really changed dramatically for a few years now, obviously since the Pirates. So yeah, we know what we're going to get with them. You know, John obviously adds to it, but you know, in terms of, you know, skill set and what they've got, it really boils down to, you know, Huey and Bissonnette really, and them two play so well together, as we've seen in Hull. So yeah, it's like, but like Finn said, I'm really not too bothered about them. You know, I think, you know, we just stick to what we're doing and play the way that we want to play. And yeah, I'm confident for them games.
You know, it's not another too long a trip, a difficulty for Thursday evening, but it'd be great to see a lot of Hull fans down in nice Sheffield on Thursday, wouldn't it?
It would be very nice, mate. Yeah, let's get that away block, you know, where we're facing the bench. Let's get that black and white and get it pumping. You know, it'll be it's always good playing there. It's you know, it's big ice and the lads can really use what we're good at. Yeah, it's exciting.
And then Sunday, of course, if you haven't already got your tickets, you know, you can get them through the HCAR website. I know Callum on the social media give a pretty clear guide on how to get those sorted out. Is a little bit of a maze at times, but so well done to Callum for sorting that out. You know, if you can't make it, the stream will be available as well. But we want as many, you know, bums on seats. We want that place rocking again, don't we, to send us into the, you know, to start the season at Peterborough.
We do, mate. We do. Like I've said already, we've got a lot of big plans for this year, and you know, we do a lot of talking, but you know, if for a reason, if you're trying to get people in, trying to get, you know, eyes on this and, you know, to really make it, you know, what we all think it can be and will be. So, yeah, basically get yourselves down to the rink on Sunday and then it starts for real on Friday, in a really tough place to go. So, yeah, we've got a tough weekend that weekend. I don't know if you want to preview that, but that's the one where, you know, we'll see what this league is more built for, in them tough rinks that you're going into. Peterborough's one of the most difficult ones to go there and win. So, yeah, it's like I say, it starts for real next week, but we've got a job to do this Thursday and on Sunday, and then we'll really start prepping for that Friday game.
I say we did mention we would open this up to a few fans. We had a couple of late responses. Actually, whilst recording this, we had a couple of people have thrown in some questions. And Marty, I've got to say, the strange ones are back. Ed, who sent in the horse-sized duck question all the way back in episode two, I believe it may have been with Geordie. They're back with another one, but we'll start off with that one. And it's not as weird this time. It's more of a cultural one.
Scraps. It can't be as weird.
It can't be as weird.
Impossible.
Don't worry, it's not. They're very interested to know whether you guys have scraps, or I'll say to our maybe non-Hull viewers, batter bits or bits like bits, you know, in chip shops. Do you have scraps in your fish and chips or not? That's the question on everyone's lips, according to the Hull Seahawks supporters forum.
Definitely, mate. Don't mind a bit of scraps.
Yeah, 100%. I'd agree with that.
And the other question we got, I'm going to throw this one. So I'll throw this on to both of you, of course, Finn. You might have heard, you know, the one mentioned actually here on Saturday night. It's the chants from the crowd ever make you laugh? And if so, do you have a favourite one? Rob, who's commented here, has gone with, to everyone at the Leeds Knights game on Saturday and Sunday as well, it sounds like they're going, let's go cheese slice rather than let's go Leeds Knights. is there any from the crowd that have caught your ear?
That's good. I like that.
To be honest, when I'm playing, I honestly don't really hear any of that. I don't know. It might just be me, but when I'm skating around, I mean, I can hear noise. I just can't hear, you know, what people are saying too well. So no, I don't have any, unfortunately.
Matty, you haven't had any interesting ones on the bench over the last year or so? Any of note, or is that going to be something we have to keep an eye on throughout the year, maybe?
Honestly, them lot, like, up there, you know, to my right, there's all sorts coming out of their mouths, isn't they? So, it could be anything. But that's good. I like the cheese slice thing. That's good stuff, that.
I did see a thread of trying to work out exactly what they were saying. But we'll leave it on that one, shall we? It's been another great episode of Hull Seahawks Behind the Curtain. It's been episode 17 of Matty Davis and Finlay Ulrich as we've broken down the first weekend of pre-season against the Leeds Knights and previewed the doubleheader against the Sheffield Steel Dogs. Got to say, thank you very much for listening. If you are wanting to make sure you keep up to date with everything from us here at Behind the Curtain, make sure you like, follow, subscribe and share on the YouTube, the Spotify and the Apple podcasts as well. And make sure you tune in next week to hear everything from the Hull Seahawks.